in high heels in a pink tutu. Capello, braver than a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those kids up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight, Overnight Weekend.
3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill here at the Sports Byline Studios. Of course, we have open phone lines. I'll be joined in a couple of minutes by my co-host. We'll talk about my all-star, Zach Attack Young, and Dominic Cadwallard Jimenez. But in the meantime, let me give you the toll-free. If you want to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, that's happening as well. It's at Taco Man Radio. Straight up. You got the NBA. What about those Oklahoma City guys? Oklahoma who? Kevin Durant who? Westbrook who? Yeah, Golden State might be in some trouble here. San Antonio's done. Greg Popovich, he blew a fuse. The greatest coach of ever, of all time, maybe in the NBA. He went crazy, folks. Straight up, we're talking NBA. We're talking NHL playoffs. We got baseball. We got combat sports. We got Kate Delaney, the chick that wrote To Invade the Batcave. He's an NBC sports host. We'll talk with her at about 20 minutes past the hour. Charles J in hour number two. All kinds of stuff were happening, both sports and fun, here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever. So they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. And you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Durant in traffic. Westbrook. Bang! Durant for three. Bang! Durant pushes. Finds Ibaka. Durant knocks it down. He's got 20. This keeps pouring it on. Durant. Count it and one. Blocked by Ibaka. Picked up by Westbrook. Westbrook to Durant. And the finish. Oh, a huge turnaround.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
12 and a half minutes past the hour. Welcome back to Sports Byline, Saturday Sports Overnight America, the Saturday night edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Zach Attack Young is down there. Where are you coming from tonight, man? Inglewood, Compton, Beverly Hills, where you at?
Oh, this is Pomona. This is the hood of the hood.
The hood of the hood. Okay, before you get the NHL, and of course we'll talk some L.A. gossip tonight as well, let's go to Dominic Cadwallader, man. It's Cadwallader. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Unlike our colleague, Zach, I'm in the highest of the high class.
Yeah, and I want to tell you that Mom's check, it didn't bounce again this week. Not that I expect her checks to bounce, but, you know, this one was a bit fat, and I was worried about it, so I want to tell her thank you for the check.
Sometimes if Saturday nights don't go well, I kind of tell her to cancel a check. That's why.
Okay, Cadwall, let's talk about the NBA. Now, all of a sudden, we were talking about Cleveland and San Antonio and Golden State. Now all of a sudden we're talking about Oklahoma City and San Antonio's out of the picture and Greg Popovich blows the fuse. What's going on?
Oklahoma City did what they needed to do to take that next step. For even all season, you know, they've been great, but have they been great enough? They weren't quite on that same level as the Warriors and the Spurs. They gave up a lot of fourth quarter leads this season. They blew some games that they should have won, and they did what only one other team was able to do this season, and they beat San Antonio, and they beat them twice in San Antonio. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook did what they needed to do. They proved that they're the young gun stars against the grizzled veterans of the Spurs, and the role players were phenomenal. Anthony Roberson, Steven Adams, Serge Ibaka. The Thunder were just clicking on all cylinders. It was incredibly impressive.
Zach, were you surprised that the Spurs got there? I mean, I guess you weren't. You said the Spurs were an old team, but, I mean, they looked they got old. As this series, from the start to the end, they must have aged all about 10 years.
Yeah, you know what? I picked the Thunder to win the series, but after that first game, I can't act like I had a lot of faith in that pick because, I mean, the Spurs just destroyed them by, like, 30 points in game one. And for them to, you know, come back and win, like, four of the next five games is pretty incredible.
It is. And, of course, Kevin Durant trying to come to Golden State. Now, before we get back to your notes there, Cadwallader, I'll ask you this question. Kevin Durant's going to become a free agent this year. Will he sign a one-year extension, stay with Oklahoma, and then he and Westbrook will come out here to Golden State in 2018 to both sign with the Warriors? I mean, that's what I'm hearing from a basketball junkie who's got people inside the Warriors' office. I mean, is this a big pipe dream or what?
Yeah, there's no way that happens. The Warriors won't be able to afford both guys, and Russell Westbrook plays the same position as Steph Curry. That one's not going to happen. It's possible Durant does come to the Warriors. That's entirely possible, but that'll take some maneuvering on Bob Myers, the Warriors GM. It'll take some maneuvering on his part to make that happen. And if the Thunder, if they manage to get by the Warriors, Kevin Durant, he loves Oklahoma City. He's kind of getting frustrated with their inability to reach that next level. And if they put up a great series here against the Warriors, he might feel his best chance to win is in Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook.
Zach Senior from the City of Angels, we know there ain't nobody straight in L.A. Is Russell Westbrook, is he gay?
No, as far as I know, I mean, I believe he has a wife. I don't think.
I mean, why do I hit up the internet? That he's coming back here with all these little different gay rumors on Google and things like that. I mean, you post my name in there, you don't get that. You post your name, you might get that, but not mine.
I think it's all the fashion, you know, like when you see him dressed up, he wears some very flamboyant clothing.
Cadwallader, you're pretty hip on things like this, fashion and lifestyles. Is he pretty straight here, or is that just some type of unfounded rumor?
Yeah, that's just entirely unfounded rumors. Like Zach said, Russell Westbrook likes to wear some, I don't even want to call it hip clothes. He wears some funky outfits. They're very flamboyant, very colorful, full of some weird patterns. But the guy, I guess we can say he's into fashion. I don't want to say he's into nice-looking fashion, but he's very into how he dresses and puts a lot of thought into that.
Okay, were you surprised the Spurs got that old that quick in that series, Cadwallader? They started off looking pretty good, and then they just, like, fell on their face.
Yeah, I was surprised. I knew that they were going to have trouble running with OKC because OKC likes to keep things pretty fast-paced with Durant and Westbrook. But after that game one thrashing, I thought, okay, you know what? OKC's got they've got no chance here. The Spurs have it in the bag. OKC might win one or two games here. It's going to be Warriors, Spurs, and six. It's amazing how LaMarcus Aldridge, who was such a factor in the first two games, became almost non-existent. When he scored 36 to 38 points in that first game, I thought to myself, how is Serge Ibaka not able to guard him? Serge Ibaka, a premier defender at the power forward position, he can move quick enough to move with Aldridge. I couldn't figure it out. And then Steven Adams comes in games 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and he puts a 7-foot, 245-pound body on LaMarcus Aldridge, and it caused a lot of problems. Kawhi Leonard kind of disappeared, too, and for all the hype about him, for him to kind of not leave the impact that we all thought he was going to was a huge thing, because guys like Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan, they can chip in and contribute, but they can't carry this team anymore, and the youthful exuberance of Westbrook and Durant, ultimately prevailed.
Through 11 playoff games this year, guys, Durant and Westbrook have combined for like 582 points. Their teammates, 583 points. I mean, these guys, 1 point underscoring half the entire Oklahoma City scores. I mean, these guys are amazing. Will they be able to pull a run on the Warriors? I mean, the Warriors in Oklahoma, how would you break that down, Cadwallader?
It's going to be a great series. Some of the Warriors' toughest games have come against the Thunder. They went to overtime, and one of Curry's most famous shots of the season came in that overtime against the Thunder, where he just pulled up just past half court and hit a three to win the game. I'm sure we've played the clip here. Mike Breen just goes, bang, bang, Steph Curry. We've heard the clip, so the Thunder match up really well with the Warriors. They have the athletic power forward, Serge Ibaka. He's not as quick as Draymond Green, but he's got the height on him, and he's quick. He can stretch the floor. He can shoot. That's a new aspect to his game. Steven Adams is a bruiser at the center position, and Russell Westbrook is a matchup problem for any point guard because he's arguably the most explosive point guard the NBA has ever seen. So that's not a guy that Steph can guard. He's much faster than Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala, and then Kevin Durant is a 7-foot small forward, so that's always going to cause problems in and of itself. It's going to be a tough series. If it goes 7 or if the Warriors lose, I will honestly not be too surprised.
During 6 playoff games against OKC, Leonard scored, averaged 23 points a game, 23.2 games, and he scored 49. He averaged 49% shooting. What more could he have done? It was the old guys that let down here, wasn't it? It wasn't him. I mean, the young guy's only 23 years old. You can't expect him to carry the entire team by himself. And you sort of indicated, or you implied that his performance wasn't up to snuff, Cadwallader.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember Kawhi Leonard is also the defensive player of the year, and positionally he matches up with Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant kind of had his way against Kawhi Leonard. So, yeah, he was good on the offensive end. Obviously, you would have loved for him to shoot better than 50% and maybe score 2 to 4 more points per game, but the fact that he wasn't able to really neutralize Kevin Durant over the course of the series, I think, in a way, that really let down the Spurs more than his 23 points per game on 49% shooting. But I think the biggest thing is LaMarcus Aldridge. Like I said, he was almost non-existent the last three games of that series, and the Spurs went out and spent a lot of money to bring him in. They traded some pieces that have won championships with them in the past, most notably Tiago Splitter, and they signed LaMarcus Aldridge to a big contract, and he faded. They needed a complimentary guy to Kawhi Leonard, and Aldridge wasn't able to provide that in the last few games.
We're shifting gears, folks. In our next segment, we're taking it in another direction. I mean another direction. We're bringing Kate Delaney. She's an NBC Sports host with the NBC Sports Network, and she's written a couple of books. One of them is called Invade the Man Cave, and then level the playing field. Balls, brats, and bull spit with an H. I'm serious. This girl can write. She's a great personality. We'll spend some time with her in a couple of minutes here on Sports Byline. So we do have open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, it's your call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, later on in the show, Mr. Charles J. will be here in an hour from now to talk about the numbers as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned. And we'll bring back Cadwallader, of course. And Cadwallader's going to tell us about what it's like to live in the suburbs of San Francisco. That's right, Hillsborough, California. Straight up, the guy's filthy rich. When I say filthy, with a capital F. You are tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio Sirius, XM Satellite Radio for all the troops out there, AFN Radio.
Durant drives across the lane, the long strides, and gets the roll. Durant trying to get the foul, knocks it down. Tie game. Durant gets past Anderson. And Ginobili called for the reach. Ginobili lost it. Waiters with a steal. Durant inside.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Twenty-six minutes past hour, bringing it back with the Isley brothers. And who's that lady? That lady is the sports princess. We're talking about Kate Delaney out of Texas. Kate, how's life treating you, baby?
Oh, couldn't be better. Are you kidding me? Big day in sports, too. Did you check out Clayton Kershaw? And he is the king of the K. 77 strikeouts now he has under his belt.
Well, you know, there's another pitcher through a game this week where he struck out 20 people. I mean, so baseball's hot and heavy right now. But straight up, we're talking NBA. I mean, it's the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. We've got a new world heavyweight champion as far as the UFC is concerned. But I got to ask you, I got to start off with this question because you are a female. I got to ask you this. About a year and a half ago, there was a girl, a guy that was born, Fallon, he was born a man, and he changed into a woman. Went to Thailand, had the surgery done, did the hormones, that kind of good stuff. So he turned into a woman. He trans into a woman, and his name was Fallon Fox, and he was fighting MMA fights. So he was born a man, and he's fighting women in MMA. Do you think that's fair?
Boy, that is a loaded question.
I know it is, but I came right out of the gate with this because I figured, you know, she's the chick that can answer. You're the one that can answer that. I mean, because listen, I wouldn't put my daughter in with the. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't. I mean, she was born a man. She's got a man's bone structure, I think.
Yeah, I would think that. I think the strength issue, that would be something. I agree with you. I do think there's a big difference, especially when you're talking about MMA.
Yeah, well, eventually some girl kicked the snot out of her down there in Florida, but Dave Meltzer, who's the king of MMA journalists, he told me that they had a promoter down there who was making money on the fact she was a transgender fighter. They were making money, you know, and selling a lot of tickets, but the promoter didn't want to promote her anymore because he felt it was unfair and his girls were getting slaughtered by this chick.
Yeah, I believe it. It's funny, your question kind of dovetails into something else. Sports Illustrated next week, Caitlyn Jenner is going to be on the cover naked with the decathlon gold medal. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if I'm I want to see the gold medal. I don't want to see anything else. Okay, I like to see the gold. I haven't seen the gold medal in a while. I've seen Andre Ward's gold medal. I haven't seen the gold medal. Anyway, let's talk about all the stuff you've done. Now you've interviewed a lot of people in 20 years of radio and TV, but 15 Super Bowls, 10 U.S. Opens, 15 Final Fours. What was your favorite event of all the events? I mean, because I know what my favorite event was. You tell me.
Boy, every single one had its unique outings and the way they finished and whatnot. But to me, the NFL rules and going to the Super Bowls, I mean, now they're a spectacle and it's crazy when you're on Radio Row and when you're covering a Super Bowl. But I think the Super Bowls were just something special. I mean, just absolutely every single one of them.
Are you down with being able to cover, like, I mean, there's so... How can I put this? The Super Bowl has gotten so commercial now, and it's not like what it used to be. You can't get one-on-ones like you used to. You can't really get a quality one-on-one because there's a guy standing behind you listening to exactly the same question you're asking. You know what I mean? So it's not intimate anymore. I think the whole world of sports in the media, as far as, because I've been around this a lot longer than you have, but I just think the intimacy is gone. And for some reason, I think that the corporate world has sort of brought that on. And I'm not going to blame this on the millennials or anything like that. But it's just gone because, you know, back in the day, you could spend time with an athlete and get a few minutes with them this and that without somebody looking over your shoulder. But now it's not that way. There's too many guys, you know, trying to get that interview.
I agree with you. It's funny you talk about the playoffs, and we certainly see what's happening on the hardwoods, great stuff, and then on the ice, too. And I spent some time with the Dallas Stars, and I couldn't believe how different it was to be in the locker room than it was, you know, maybe even just 6-7 years ago. You're right. You've got a lot of PR dudes that all look the same. They all look like they're 10, and they're watching, and the questions are the same, and it's just boom, boom, boom. And there absolutely is not that feeling of the kind of interview that you used to get, unless you get them one-on-one where it's kind of separate out of the arena, out of the clubhouse, out of the locker room, when you're just separate with them.
You know, boxing sort of took over. Oscar De La Hoya, I think, was one of the first guys to really come on with a publicist. And I was his PR guy when he was like 18 years old, 17 years old, fighting out of the Dame gym down there in East L.A. So I had a good relationship with him. But yet, when he turned pro in this net, he had me going through guys and all kinds of stuff. And you had to call five guys to get to him and this net. And here was a guy that I used to call and talk to his mother on the phone twice a week.
You know, you wonder, is part of that also because sports radio especially exploded, so the request, they got so many more requests? Was it partly that, too?
I don't know if it was that, too. I just think that the attitude of athletes in general, and I think it's all about the money now. Everything in this world, everything where we go, every direction you take, it's about the money, about the money, about the money. I mean, it's never not about the money anymore, especially in the world of sports. I mean, You know, I mean, we've seen all the, what CTE's done in football and things like that. And, you know, the NFL dragged their heels on that for a couple of decades because I interviewed Mark Gastineau back in circa 1992, 1993. He was a former New York Jets defensive lineman, a sack specialist, no doubt about it, a sack attack, I think they called him. Anyway, I'm interviewing him for a fight up there in Reno, Nevada, and we're doing live pay-per-view television, and I'm interviewing him, and I can't get his eyes to look at me, and he won't talk to me. I can't get him to talk back and forth. I'm wondering what's going on here. So the producer tells me, get rid of him, get rid of him. So, okay, bye-bye-bye. You know, I got rid of him. Anyway, it turns out I was saying to myself, this guy's all punch drunk, and he's only had three or four fights. Well, he wasn't punch drunk from boxing. He was punch drunk from football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, you certainly saw the movie highlighting that Will Smith just did a great job in.
Concussion.
That kind of got buried and that didn't get a lot of attention. And really, the NFL, as much as they're addressing it, they're not addressing what the real problem is.
Well, Larry Wilmore of the Nightly Show and myself, Larry and I expanded on that, the fact that Concussion wasn't nominated for any Academy Awards, nor were any black movies this year. Coincidence, perhaps. Anyway, but I got to ask you some other questions. Peyton Manning. Did Peyton Manning skate on a sexual scandal throughout his entire career and just sort of threw it out there as he was retiring and then they couldn't do nothing about it because it was 15, 20 years later?
Absolutely. I really think there's no question. If you go back and you look at some of what was said when that first broke, there was something there. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there was absolutely something there in the And the Mannings buried that, and they settled twice. So I think there was much more there.
How good was Peyton Manning? I mean, you know, he won the Super Bowl last year, but yeah, I don't know why, but I just don't look at him as I look at maybe a Joe Montana or a Tom Brady. I just don't see Peyton Manning there. Am I wrong? Am I just biased because he's East Coast, or he was East Coast?
Yeah, you know, I think last year especially. Come on, you got to give it to the Broncos defense, and maybe that's why. So him going out, nice to go out on the win, but so much of that credit really goes with the defense. I think earlier in his career, or the first Super Bowl, you could look at it a little bit differently. But no, if you want to just stack him up, I wouldn't put him in my top five.
Kate Delaney's our guest. She is the sports princess. She has written a book called Invade the Man Cave. Is that what you say? Invade the Man Cave?
That's right, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Wish You Knew.
Whoa, all right. Tell me one secret I don't know. I always do this with my guys at the end of the two-hour show tonight. I tell them, tell me something I don't know. If they don't tell me something I don't know, if they tell me something I already know, I get pissed. But so tell me something I don't know.
Well, I think you know a lot about sports. I think that the gist of the book is that if you could just know a little bit about a smattering of different sports, you'd be as smart as half the guys out there make you think that they know everything about sports and you just don't challenge them. That's the big secret.
Now, we talked about how the internet has sort of taken over the world of media and this and that. You know, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, I would get $1,500 to $2,000 to write a front page or to write a cover story for a magazine, be it in the UK or here in the United States, okay? You know how much money I'd get to write that story today? Probably about $300 or $400. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened to the media world?
Yeah, media went corporate, and then people got so desperate that they would do half of the jobs for nothing, and that created the lack of, well, created demand for so many others that newspapers could go to and other sources for media, and it is crazy. It used to be for stories. I did TV stories for the networks, and you would get, you know, maybe $2,000 sometimes for these freelance stories. Now, who knows? It's probably down to $50.
Well, you know, it's funny. I made a lot of money writing for foreign newspapers around the world, like the Glasgow Sunday Post and things like that. You know, they no longer exist, but they used to send you these nice money orders. Remember, I used to get these money orders from Scotland every month, $300 from Scotland. That was cool, $300 a month. Anyway, how'd you like to stick around for another half of a segment? Can you do that?
Sure.
All right. Kate Delaney's our guest, folks. We'll have the All-Stars back after the break. Maybe they got some questions for the sports princess. Of course, she is InvadeTheManCave.com. That's her book. She's interviewed over 12,000 people in 20 years of media. Radio and television star, no question about that. 15 Super Bowls, 10 U.S. Opens, man, 15 Final Fours. She ran against Secretariat in the Kentucky Derby. No, she didn't. Anyway, the bottom line is we're going to talk with her and bringing the guys in, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez as well. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill here in the City by the Bay. San Francisco, California, live from the City by the Bay. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
But it's a choice. If you decide to play football, then you decide to play knowing that there are
risks. It's over.
All you got to do is watch people run into each other to know that it's not a good thing.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
40 minutes past the hour. No, we're not talking Houston. We're talking Dallas, Texas with Kate Delaney. Of course, she is the sports princess. And how's life in Dallas? You like it down there?
Yeah, I do like it. I'm from Philadelphia originally, and I even used to live in California. But I like Dallas. Dallas is now kind of a hip area where it's a melting pot of a little bit of everything here.
Big gay community down there. I mean, I was in Dallas for 3 months. Not that I'm gay, but I am. I was born in San Francisco. But I was in Dallas for 3 months writing and working on a book and stuff down there. And I got to spend 3 months down there, and I love Dallas, man. I mean, I'm a big Kennedy assassination freak, so that's what sort of drew me to Dallas. But let's talk about this for a second. Soccer is the number one sport in the world. No doubt about it. I mean, as far as popularity is concerned, football is number one, okay? Every white girl in the city, in the cities, in the suburbs, everywhere you go around the United States, every little white girl around 12 or 13 years old is playing soccer. How come soccer won't make it on TV here? How come professional soccer is not kicking ass in the United States?
You know what? That is a great question. You think of Carly Lloyd, and you said it. The girls playing soccer, the U.S. women's soccer team last year, that's what we were talking about in the summer, but it just has not really caught on. And I don't know if it's another generation it has to go through, if it's something about going and watching it, if there's a reluctance to just embrace it overall, but I agree with you. It has not caught fire, certainly the way it has in Europe, even though so many kids are playing it.
I just don't get it. There's no. It seems like they must have stopped kicking the ball after 13 or 14. It's drop off. It's like, hey, I was playing soccer 2 years ago. What am I doing now? I'm playing with video games.
Yeah, you know what? You might have hit the head on the nail. It's probably because they leave it. So once they hang up the cleats, boom, they're done. Then they don't pay attention to what's happening in the world of soccer.
All right, you talked about the women's soccer team. Is it true that the women's soccer team got paid less money than the male soccer team?
Oh, they got paid a mere pittance compared to what the men got paid. And then some would say, well, that's because, you know, it's women's soccer and how much do they draw? But you can't make that argument if you look at what happened with the U.S. women last year. They were so much better than the men. And a ton of people, the ratings were huge. A ton of people were drawn to what was going on, but they made nothing compared to the men.
And you know what? John Kennedy said in 1962, the great John Kennedy, when he was president, he said, 35th president, said, you know, I believe in equal pay for women all across the board. This was 1962. 54 years later, women still aren't getting equal pay, even in athletics. I mean, athletics, you would think, would be covered by that government, that you know what I'm talking about? That thing.
Title IX.
Yeah. Exactly. You would think Title IX would have that down. What does Title IX say? Oh, I guess it's sort of like the thing where slavery is still legal in the United States. No, I saw somewhere like in Georgia that slavery is still legal in prisons.
Wow.
Yeah, so they can actually.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, it was, you know, no big thing. It's only Georgia. Don't get mad, Atlanta. Don't get mad. Anyway, Kate Delaney's our guest here. The Atlanta people, they got a big presence on the internet. They'll come back at us with both feet. Now, have you ever covered horse racing?
I have covered horse racing. I love horse racing. My cousin was the trainer for a horse called Smarty Jones that almost won the Triple Crown a handful of years ago. And I wasn't there, but I watched Nyquist run from Las Vegas, actually, and it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know, I watched Secretariat do his thing in, like, in 1973, I think. He won all three races, the last one by, like, 25, 30 lengths, some crazy stuff like that. The most awesome horse I've ever seen in my life. I mean, without a doubt. But what I'm sort of tripped out about the world of horse racing is, these guys, these jockeys, they have to stay like 108, 110 pounds for like 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have to do things like, imagine this, they eat a peanut and just shave it off a little bit at a time and drink water. I mean, it's really, seriously, it's that insane. They can eat nothing.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? It's funny because you would think that in modern life, you know, the horses are bigger, they're stronger, they can carry a bigger load, this and that. They should be able to put the jockeys, let them, you know, gain another 8 or 10 pounds, because in the world of athletics, you know that nobody stays the same weight, with the exception of Judge Mills Lane, who was that boxing referee. The guy, he's still 147 pounds. He fought 100. he was in the 1948 Olympics, I think, or the 1952 Olympic trials. He won the Olympic trials, but he was 147 pounds. When he was my broadcast partner before he had that stroke about 10 years ago, we were together in Oklahoma doing something called Let's Get It On Boxing, me, Mills Lane, and Al Bernstein. And Mills was so cool. I mean, he had everything going down, and then boom, that stroke hit. Nothing was ever the same again. And you know what's funny is he was telling me that he had headaches on our last broadcast, that he had headaches and this and that. So anytime I get even a slight headache, I don't get them too often. I'm thinking, stroke.
Oh, yeah, signs of a stroke. What are they? That's sad. Yeah.
All right. So from your perspective now, what is the hardest sport as far as athletics are concerned? What do you think takes pound for pound the best athlete?
Well, That is an awesome, wide-open question. Is it harder to hit, you know, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball? How about the up and down the courts when you're hitting the hardwoods hard? How tough is that? Stopping a 90-mile-an-hour slap shot? I would think, I mean, to me, I still think it's the NBA, and maybe it's being courtside and watching what they do. And I don't know how they – I don't know how they don't need oxygen after they're up and down that court the way it moves so fast. I think it's really tough in the NBA.
84 games this year involving the Thunder. Durant and Westbrook have combined for a total of 4,235 points. Their teammates have scored 4,290 points. I talked about this a little earlier. They've done it the same thing as far as the playoffs are concerned. These two guys are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. You saw what they did to the Spurs. And it's great. I can't wait to see what happens against Golden State. And
Okay. I'm glad you went there because Golden State is right across the bay from San Francisco. So right now I'm going to put you on the spot. What's going to happen in that series?
Boy, you know, in my head tells me I just don't see how you beat the Warriors. If you look at the matchups, even during the – I know it's two different seasons, but the Warriors, there were two close games, one blowout, and they definitely won all three games. I think if Curry still gets enough minutes, his knee seemingly is okay. That's what he said today. Then I think it's still too tough to beat the Warriors. It's going to be a lot closer series, though, than I think they would like. But I think the Warriors still win.
What's happening with LeBron James? I mean, is LeBron going to make that big statement? Is he going to make that statement in the play? He hasn't made that statement yet, has he?
No, except for to kind of take a little behind the door dig at Curry and the whole MVP thing and the fact that it was unanimous for him to be the MVP this year. That's gotten a little noise and Curry saying, I don't pay attention. I haven't paid attention in the last 2 years, what people are saying. But as far as on the court and making the statement, I mean, he's got to pull it out. If Cleveland were to get there, which I think they will, they need to win this year.
Can you come back? I mean, we're going to cut things off in about a minute and a half here, 2 minutes. But can you come back with me in a couple weeks, maybe, and spend some more time with me?
Absolutely.
I truly enjoy that because I think we've had a great conversation, and I know the listeners are digging it. Because when I'm digging it, the listeners are digging it. And how do I know that? 32 years of radio, folks. That's just the way it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Kate Delaney, invadethemancave.com. All the best to you, princess. We will talk soon.
Awesome, Taco Man. You have a good one.
Right on. She's cool, ain't she? You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Next up, we'll talk some combat sports.
Curry. Well, he looks spry. Curry got pump faked a three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry. Got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. More time. He has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
No respect, Tucker, no respect.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help
you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
We are headed to Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st. Of course, the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico, will play host to the 29th annual WBO annual convention. We'll have a good time over there. If you want to join us, feel free to. You can rent a room there, have them come over, have a good time with us. Of course, spend some time at the convention, see how things are really done as far as the clarity is concerned with the WBO. In other words, when they have these meetings and rate guys, it's right out in the open. Talk about rating guys. You can hear about this kind of good stuff. Watch all the inner facets of the WBO at their convention. If you'd like to come as our guest, you can. It'll be at the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, 2016. Check them out at WBOboxing.com. Before we get to boxing, there is a new world heavyweight champion in the world of MMA. His name is Stipe Miocic. And Zach Attack Young, you told me Stipe didn't have a chance.
Yeah, you know what? I really thought that Verdum would fight smarter, but he had one of the poorest game plans I've seen in a while for that fight.
Well, since we're on the radio, why don't you explain that to us?
Okay, well, Verdum, I mean, he came out. He's not a home run hitter, not a guy with a lot of power. But you wouldn't have known that if you saw his fight plan, because he was swinging at Stipe Miocic with his chin in the air, and he got clocked, and that's how it ended after, you know, 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Was it like a Frank Mir knockout?
Yeah, it was similar to that, you know. It was one of those. I mean, Stipe Miocic, he was a boxer, an amateur boxer, so he probably had the superior hands, And Fabricio Werdum, I guess, had a lot of confidence in his striking, which has gotten better, but it's not on the same level as a guy who was an amateur boxing star, you know?
Cyborg Santos, there was a Cyborg Santos fighting on the Bellator card, but he was a guy. The female Cyborg Santos, she calls herself what? Christine something now. Anyway, she was the winner tonight in the blink of an eye as well, huh?
Yeah, a minute and 21, she TKO'd Leslie Smith. So it's a good performance for her. I think most people expected that outcome because she wasn't really in too tough, but she still picked up the win. So, I mean, they're probably going to push forward with her fighting for the title in the near future.
She could kick the snot out of you, couldn't she?
I'm sure that she could. I mean,
we both admit that. The Cadwallader said, no, Cadwallader would get himself a bodyguard, you know. But straight up, she'd kick the snot out of both of us probably at the same time, of course. An amazing, amazing athlete. Now, let's talk about the fact that Werdum is out as heavyweight champion. Miocic of Cleveland is in, an underdog, maybe a 4-5-1 underdog. Nobody really gave much of a chance. What does this mean for the UFC heavyweight picture?
It makes it a little more interesting. I mean, I'm thinking that they'll probably put Alistair Overeem versus Miocic in the near future, which is an interesting fight, and you still have Kane, you know, lurking in the shadows. I don't know. I kind of think Kane might be done. I hate to say it. I don't know if he's going to be able to recover from that, but maybe he'll match up better against one of these guys.
Interesting. Of course, Bellator was in the South Bay today. Of course, Bellator 154 was at the SCP Pavilion. They got about 19. I call it the Shark Tank, okay? The bottom line is it used to be the HP Pavilion, the SEC Arena, all kinds of different stuff. So the bottom line is the Shark Tank. But Phil Davis won a unanimous three-round nod over King Mo, and King Mo was supposed to be the favorite coming in here. King Mo didn't show a whole lot of fire in his game tonight, man. With his career on the line, you would think that he would have fought his ass off, and he didn't.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I don't know what that was about. And I'm honestly kind of suppressed. I'm impressed that you stayed awake through that whole event, Pedro.
Well, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, people in the arena had a good time. They really did. We all seemed to have a good time. And you know what? I'll say pound for pound, that MMA crowd tonight in San Jose, they had the finest chicks I've ever seen in my life at an event. I mean, Zach, I'm telling you, there were so many tens in there. You had to call them 12s. I mean, it was just amazing. I've never seen a night full of beauty. I've been in that arena 1,000 times. Not 1,000, but a lot of times. I've never ever seen it look that beautiful in my entire life. I mean, everywhere you went, just stunning, stunning, stunning women. Let's switch gears. Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion, the WBO champ, of course. He is the champion of our sponsor, the World Boxing Organization. He said some pretty nasty things about gays this week, about the world coming to an end. Is he nuts?
Yeah, I know he said he had some anti-Semitic remarks, and I think that's finally going to be the nail in the coffin in terms of him, you know, his success with the media.
Interesting. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Follow them on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. We're checking to the World of Boxing, hour number two, Charles J. will be here. Cadwallader will be back with us. Of course, he's getting a massage right now. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez Jr. I've got to say it right. Good Lord. Anyway, this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Zach Attack. Be back with me after the break, as will Cadwallader Jimenez. Scott Cuddy's on the side of the glass. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. 1 hour to go right here on Sports Byline, live from San Francisco.